see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
good morning. This is the Wonderful World radio show on your local San Marcos KZSM 104.1 radio waves. This show focuses each month on the second Tuesday on San Marcos River and Edwards Aquifer issues, and I'm your host for today. I'm Virginia Parker, Executive Director of the San Marcos River Foundation, filling in for Diane Wasenick. And hello to all those listening from out of town by going online to kzsm.org. We have our guest, Jamie Lee Case, here this morning to discuss the brand new disposable beverage container ban in our river parks and in the river for the next half hour. Jamie Lee, we know you're the head of the Parks Department of the City of San Marcos, but we'd like to know a little bit more about your background.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here. So a little bit about me. I am a Bobcat alum, so went to Texas State. I am born and raised in Gonzales, Texas, so about 45 miles southeast of here. We also have the Guadalupe River, so I grew up going into the Guadalupe River. Not quite as crystal clear as the beautiful San Marcos, but, you know, we loved it regardless. I started my municipal career at the City of Gonzales. I started as an intern and then city secretary and zoning administrator. I then had the wonderful opportunity to come here and served as city clerk for 9 years. I was appointee of the city council and loved what I did, but kind of wanted to shift towards operations. Saw the assistant director of parks and recreation position open up, so I applied, and they needed somebody kind of with my skill set on the policy side of things to kind of help balance out the existing director at that time. So Drew Wells and I served together until he departed a few years ago to move on to retirement. Then I applied for the parks director position, and after a national search, I was very blessed to be chosen. So I've been doing this for right around 2 years now, and we're doing a lot together, aren't we, Virginia?
We are, and we're really happy to have you in your position because you've gotten a lot done.
I love it.
The thing I wanted to know a little bit more about today for our listeners, you know, some people have heard about the recent ordinance that was passed by City Council, the single-use disposable beverage container ban. What exactly does that entail, and what should our listeners know about it?
Sure. So our campaign around this is called Reuse at the River. So it does kind of, you know, take all of the just gobble out of your mouth when you go to say, you know, single-use beverage container. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really focusing on those reusable containers down around our riverfront park, specifically along the banks of the river and within the river itself is how the ordinance is written. So the rest of our park system, we have no change to use, and we're calling those go zones. So our families and our visitors are able to utilize those spaces just as they usually would. You know, come, bring your picnic, bring your family, follow the other park rules that we have, but if you're leaving your picnic area, you need to transition from that plastic water bottle or that Coke can into something reusable so that you can, you know, enjoy the beautiful San Marcos River with a reusable container.
Well, we love that. We're really hoping that this is going to make a positive impact to the river. Something I do want to point out is I think not everyone still knows that styrofoam and glass is not allowed in parks.
So
that's not a change. It's just something I want to bring up for everybody because we did see some styrofoam and glass, you know, around the river last year, and that's mm-hmm. definitely not something we want around there. So how did this ban come to be? Because we're certainly excited, but I know this took a lot of work. How did that happen?
Sure. So, you know, a few years ago, I think this has been something that's kind of been brought up from time to time, either as a recommendation of the Parks and Recreation Board or community members. And this particular time, it was actually an initiative of the City Council. So Councilmember Mark Gleason and Councilmember Matthew Mendoza placed it on for discussion. And the primary reason being that last summer, they really saw how inundated we were with litter. And it was, I mean, we lived that, you know, life, you and I, just trying to combat the problem. And this does give us an additional tool in which to try and address and abate those litter, or the litter that ends up in our river system. While, you know, rainfall and all those things will bring, you know, trash and stuff that may be in our creeks or our tributaries that do unfortunately flush down into San Marcos River, this at least gives us a little bit more of a fighting chance to try and address it and try and keep it out of the river. But we have a three-prong approach to liver abatement right now, and I don't know if I'm going to get too far ahead of myself.
No,
so
go
stop,
for it.
Stop me if I am.
Yeah.
So we collaborate with Amy Tomides in our community enhancement division of neighborhood enhancement, and as well as our habitat conservation plan through Edwards Aquifer, and then the Parks Department. So hence the three prongs. We, with Amy's help, we contract through a third-party contractor, which currently it's their Easter Seals, and they assist us in litter abatement on the weekends and holidays throughout the summer season. So they start a Memorial Day and they end Labor Day. And then with Habitat Conservation Plan, we have year-round banks and then bed removal of litter throughout the year. That is split. We split the cost with the EAA to fund that effort. And then we have the Habitat Conservation Crew, which is also funded through the Habitat Conservation Plan. And I can't recall, I think that there's over 10 folks that are actually going to be in the river or on the banks assisting with litter removal and such throughout the summer season. So super excited to have so many folks interested in serving in that capacity. So really excited. On the park side, we have our parks maintenance crews, and we launched our park ambassador program for the first time last year. This will be the second summer with them. We have 8 members, 2 leads, and then 6 park ambassadors that work throughout the entire summer season. So they actually attended orientation yesterday and got their uniforms and all their supplies and gear. And so they're actually out in the parks today. So they really ramp up on the weekends. We have all hands on deck on the weekends and holidays. But throughout the week, you'll see a little bit fewer personnel out there. But we're really excited to try and combat this in a various approach, not just, you know, one method, because it definitely takes a village in order to address this. And, you know, like volunteers like yourself and David with the Eyes of San Marcos River, I mean, without you guys, we really would not be nearly as successful. So we really appreciate all of our partners that really help us.
Well, when you said it takes a village, that's all I could think about. You know, there are so many groups involved in protection of the river, and so we're so grateful to the 2 council members that brought this idea up. It's something that, you know, people have been wanting for a long time, and I want to get your take on the fact that a lot of people call it a can ban, but it's so much more than that. I mean, the San Marcos River Foundation owns a piece of property that was donated to us back in 2017, and it has a little creek that flows through there. And like you mentioned, after storm events, there's so much rainfall that comes down through the city and, you know, deposits all that trash in the creek. And a lot of it is plastic. It's not just aluminum cans. I mean, we're talking Jello shots and, you know, juice boxes. So I'm so grateful that you guys came up with the go zones, mm-hmm. so that if there's, you know, a group of, you know, school students, mm-hmm. having a picnic in the park, you know, they're going to need their juice boxes.
Absolutely.
But then they transition to the no zone, and, you know, that's when we really need to be focusing on a more sustainable method. And that's where those disposable containers are not necessarily welcome. We don't want them blowing into the river. So I know that in Martindale and New Braunfels, they've had, New Braunfels being the first, mm-hmm. you know, they had their ban in place and it's been really successful. Mm-hmm. I think that they've seen a huge decrease in the amount of trash that they see. So I guess that's kind of what you're hoping to see, is that all the partners that you work with and we work with, there's just less that we're going to have to take out of the river.
Absolutely. You know, and whenever we first started kind of talking about this, I absolutely reached out to Amy Niles, mm-hmm. Who was at the forefront of this in New Braunfels. You know, she was the staff member that was the river manager responsible for implementing, you know, something that had never been done before. So really took a lot of great advice from her. And, you know, even Amy, you know, whenever it was first dubbed a can ban, mm-hmm. you know, she still kind of, you know, just cringes, because it is so much more than that. Right. And that is something that any time that anybody comes up and says, oh, the can ban, I'm like, single-use beverage container ban. But, you know, just tried, like, reusable containers, just really trying to change that narrative. But it is something so ingrained, you know, in over time. You know, we're looking at over 10 years of, you know, this being kind of the vernacular. And so it definitely is, it's a cultural change that we'll have to try and get people's minds wrapped around. And when I go and speak to civic groups, I really do try and say, this is not just a can ban. This is so much more than that. And to your point, you know, it is the plastics. It is, you know, the juice boxes or the juice pouches, you know, really specifically. I mean, holy moly, if I have to pick up one more plastic straw wrapper, it is just, and it's just micro plastics too, you know, that kind of start falling off of these things as people open them and those, you know, sorts of things. So we definitely have tried, you know, our very best to kind of change the narrative a little bit around, you know, can ban. So hopefully everybody will just start, you know, accepting their reuse at the river and reusable containers, as opposed to simply calling it a can ban. That's my hope.
I think it's a good goal. And, you know, my hope is that people coming to San Marcos or New Braunfels or Martindale, you know, we've got a pretty good area where the shift in the cultural expectation is taking place. And I think that that's just such a great thing for waterways in general. Mm-hmm. You know, we of course hope it will be a voluntary measure that people bring reusable lunch bags, you know, don't bring everything in plastic, bring it in something that you're going to go home, wash it, and you're just less likely to lose that stuff. So we're really looking forward to the cultural shift that this ordinance will bring.
We are too. And, hopefully, you know, we've had, we've reached out to a lot of retailers in town and have some great support, you know, from folks that are here, and really hope that, you know, just having it, you know, kind of the first line of defense, as you will, they're going to post, you know, stand up information at, you know, within their stores saying, hey, are you going to the San Marcos River? Here's what you need to know before you go. And so we're really excited to, you know, have the support of some of these partners here in our community. And so, I mean, yeah, hopefully while they might still buy, you know, all of the things as far as, you know, all the groceries that go along with, you know, a great trip to the park, maybe they'll, you know, kind of second guess their beverage container selection and just kind of plan accordingly.
Well, I love that the downtown partners are involved, you know, like, that's just another opportunity for people to get educated before they end up in the river, you know, and they just didn't know. And I know, You guys are working on your signage right now. So when do you expect those signs to be put up?
They'll start being put up tomorrow and Wednesday. Excellent. So the storm response has delayed, you know, because we have few to do many things, right? And so we had a local vendor that won the bid, and so we're super excited. You know, Sign Crafters won our bid out, and they finished the signs yesterday, so they should be delivered for us to install tomorrow, and then our guys will start working on installing them tomorrow and the next day. And so our new signage will be out. We're adding additional picnic tables. You know, they're all ADA compliant, so we're working on reconfiguring them along our shared use pathway, which is ADA compliant, just trying to make it a little bit easier for folks of all abilities to be able to, you know, get into the park and enjoy it with their families. So we're doing that. We're adding additional trash receptacles throughout the park as well. Those actually arrived today. So trying to make it simple for folks to dispose of trash in those go zones. We're hoping that if we're making it easier, that they'll be more, you know, inclined to walk the 5 feet to place their bag trash in the trash can, as opposed to just leaving it at a picnic table or just throwing it on the ground.
Right.
So hopefully that's, you know, we're hoping.
I think that's great. I think you're doing great. I think you should be very proud.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, and we'll be right back after a short break.
And you're listening to Wonderful World on KCSM, LPFM 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. As a reminder, the views expressed on this show are those of the host, the guests, and not necessarily those of KCSM or SMTXCRA. We're going to be right back after this couple quick announcements.
Hey everyone, as Texas summers are still sweltering, the San Marcos River is at 72 degrees. We all know floating the river is the best way to cool off, but as summer gets closer, there's one major change to keep in mind. Starting May 1st, only reusable drink containers will be allowed in certain areas of public riverfront parks and along the banks. Check out the new rules on sanmarcostx.gov/reusable. Whatever you do, do the right thing and stay safe out there.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
It might be the book of love, or it might be a biography, a self-help book, a cultural history, a novel, or a work by a local poet. And we might be talking with a librarian, an editor, or an attentive reader just like you. Or the author might be in the studio with us to talk in depth about the book. Join us Tuesdays 4 to 6 p.m. for Bookmark to learn more about books you love and hear about books you might learn to love. Right here on KCSM.org, San Marcos Community Radio.
I wonder who, yeah, who wrote the book of love.
HayesInform.com is your gateway to information that you need about emergencies here in Hayes County. If you go to their website, that is HayesInform.com, you will find all sorts of information from current alerts, upcoming events, and talking about safety here in our community. That is HayesInform.com. That is your connection, along with KZSM, LPFM 104.1. We are here to help in emergencies in the community. Go to HayesInformed.com to find out how you can be prepared. And we're back with you here in the studio. And as a quick announcement, the city of San Marcos is going to be offering free curbside debris pickup following the May 9th storm. Beginning Monday, May 20th, Ceres Environmental will collect brush and vegetative debris at residential addresses within San Marcos city limits. So make sure that you put out your brush, limbs, vegetative debris. And the city is saying, you know, keep
keep it as large as you need to, as long as it's safe for the for them to pick up, but makes it easier. So just an announcement here from the city for the debris pickup. And Virginia, back to you.
All right. We are back on Wonderful World, the local radio show about the San Marcos River and Edwards Aquifer on KZSM 104.1 or KZSM.org. We have Jamie Lee Case of the City Parks Department with us today, and we've been discussing the new park rules regarding disposable containers. Jamie, I want to go back to something that you mentioned earlier in the show about park ambassadors. You mentioned that, and since it is, you know, this only the second year that we're going to have these ambassadors on the river, I kind of want to talk about their role. Mm-hmm. I know down in Martindale, they typically just educate folks on what the ordinance states, and very rarely is a ticket given. You know, I think most people really do want to abide by the rules once they know what they are. And so I want to know more about what the ambassadors are kind of talking to people about and what their role is. So sure. Could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the park ambassadors, that is their primary role, is to approach, you know, our patrons and ensure that they are informed of our park rules. You know, despite signage, you know, obviously if signs worked, people wouldn't speed, right?
Right.
So, you know, just making sure that folks are aware of kind of, hey, you're in a go zone or hey, you're in a no zone. But their primary purpose is to educate folks. You know, one of our biggest violations is actually charcoal. So ensuring that folks have those propane grills as opposed to charcoal grills is one of the big things. Next one's probably public display and consumption of alcohol. So making sure that folks know, hey, you know, you can't publicly display or consume alcohol within any city park. So they'll educate them on that. Folks letting their dogs off leash, just, you know, hey, we love your furry friends, but others might not. And I'm sure they're very friendly, but some people, they're a little scared of dogs. So just making sure that people are being, you know, just following the rules and being courteous. It's pretty rare that folks do receive citations. Whenever the Marshals Department, who's not under the Parks Department, but they are another division that actually perform the law enforcement duties within our park system, they presented to City Council in January, and they provided a dashboard showing, you know, just how many interactions they had with our park patrons, and it was over like 20,000 people. And out of those 20,000, it was like 1% of that actually received a citation. So even their goal is to educate first and gain compliance through education. And then if, you know, someone just decides, hey, I'm really just not interested in complying, they may receive a citation, which is usually in the form of a criminal trespass warning. And they're banned from the park for, you know, 30 days or 60 days. And if they're really ugly, it might be the entire summer. But, you know, it just kind of is up to how that interaction goes. But
right.
Even their role is to educate first and enforce second.
That's awesome. And they're such a first line for medical emergencies as
yeah.
well. I mean, that's such an important role.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was actually at that presentation. You know, it's so amazing how many interactions they have each summer, and it can't be an easy task in the heat of the summer. So I appreciate what they do. I want to go back to something you just mentioned, and that's charcoal.
Yeah.
Now, that may not be something that's intuitive to people, so let's talk about why charcoal is not welcome in the parks.
Absolutely. So there's a couple of different reasons. Primarily, first off, safety. Whenever people would, this is pre-change, so I think the parks ordinance was changed in 2013 to prohibit charcoal, but prior to that, despite charcoal containers being present in which for people could dispose of their charcoal properly, mm-hmm. they would still just dump it on the ground.
Right.
Well, you're at the river, children are running around barefoot, and children would burn their feet, or pets would burn their feet, or for whatever reason, people think that charcoal belongs at the bottom of a tree. I don't know why, but we had several trees that would caught fire. That still happens, unfortunately, and people will dispose of their charcoal and set it at the base of a tree, thinking, hey, it's out of the way. Right. Nobody's going to burn their feet, but not thinking of that secondary, damage that's being done to the tree.
Right.
But also there is that environmental component as well. You know, if there's charcoal deposited on the ground, it rains, all of those carcinogens are going to run into the river. And so just really trying to keep it, cleaner and safe was the primary purpose. Not trying to ruin anybody's, good time,
right,
but really approaching it from a health safety standpoint first and foremost.
I think that's great. I mean, especially after the storms last week, we got to protect every tree we've got, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah, that was quite a storm.
It was.
Okay, so say someone wants to go online and look for all of the parks rules,
Sure.
Maybe there's one location where they can find all the rules, or maybe they're specifically thinking about this reuse at the river or single-use disposable beverage container ban. Where would they go to find that information?
Sure. We have a couple of different websites. So easiest for folks is probably reuseattheriver.com. That will take you to our Visit San Marcos page, which is operated by our Destination Services team. That is going to link back to our City of San Marcos Parks page, where you're able to find the ordinance specifically, all of our park rules, as well as an interactive map showing the go zones and the no zones. Clicking on those areas, it's going to tell you exactly what all rules apply. And that way you kind of plan ahead of, okay, well, these are all of the things that I'm able to do or not able to do within those specific areas of the San Marcos River Park system.
That's awesome. So say someone doesn't have access to, a website.
Sure.
Is there a phone number that they can call?
Yeah, absolutely. They're welcome to call our Parks Department. That number is 512-393-8400. There's going to be a prompt that gears you towards asking your river park questions. And one of our wonderful staff will be available to answer any questions that they have.
Is there anything else that you wish people knew before going to either river parks in the City of San Marcos or really any of the parks? Like, take enough water if you're going on a hike in Purgatory, especially in August, I think there are things that maybe we could remind folks before they go and enjoy the parks. Is there anything that's coming to mind for you?
Yeah, I mean, that for natural areas, that is a big one.
Right.
We do get a lot of phone calls about that. Plan your trip accordingly, especially if you're a novice to hiking. Absolutely, contact us, or we have maps at trailheads. Plan your route and just make sure you do have your water or any snacks that you might need. Pack it in, pack it out is for all of our parks. If you bring it, please take it with you or dispose of it in the proper container. We do have recyclable containers throughout our river park system as well. But, if you're not keen on separating, we would just love for it to go in a receptacle and not on the ground.
Right, right.
No judgment, just not on the ground.
Right. Well, I appreciate you being here today. I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you all for listening to Wonderful World and our river news. Be sure to listen again on the second Tuesday in June at 11:30 a.m. when we'll be back covering river and aquifer issues. Learn more about our local radio station, KZSM 104.1 in San Marcos, by going to kzsm.org, and do consider volunteering to keep this radio station operating and bringing you great local programs. Thank you all.
trees of green and red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.